Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Powerfully You with your hosts Dave and Linda McDowell.
I like our little tune, but I'm going to change it a little bit because I always end up re-saying it anyway because I'm afraid people won't hear it. Welcome to the Powerful You podcast. We're also doing a simultaneous Facebook from Linda McDowell's page. And welcome to the show. Our topic, I'll just jump right in. You ready?
Go for it.
Our topic this season is silence is golden. Now, we've all heard that. We're coming at it from a little different angle. Yes, there is the tongue involved. But we're really coming at it from the point of active, passionate listening. Right, Linda?
Yes.
Jump in anywhere.
Okay. I'm going to let you go for it.
Okay. So let me share my side of the story. It's been at least 2 years where the Lord is just teaching me to be, not just to be silent, but when people are talking, to actively, passively listen. Because I'm not good at it. I'm always, and here's, let me give you a description. I'll give you some hints. Are you always thinking about what you want to say instead of really listening and trying to empathize? Do you find yourself interrupting people? Here's a good one, and this is how the Lord started teaching me. He said, Dave, have you noticed lately that people, you can be talking and somebody will just talk right over you like you didn't even open your mouth? Well, yes, I have. It's irritated me. He said, maybe it's because you talk too much. They don't want to hear what you got to say. Oh, yeah, good point. Dave, have you noticed that you interrupt people? Yes, sir, I do. I'm trying to work on it. Why is that? Because your ego. Now, this is the conversations, and that's been going on for a couple years. And in the last, I'd say, 3 months, the conversation has just gotten louder. I don't know a better way to put it. So I'm practicing. Linda?
Pretty much the same thing, and I still catch myself doing that, that I have interrupted people before they're finished their thought, which is very rude when you think about it. Or I'm listening to them, but I'm waiting for my chance to get my point across, which really asks the question of, are you really listening? And I think when we're actively listening, and it's called active listening for a reason, is that you're listening to what they say, the other person is saying. You're not listening to wait for your point, but you're listening to really hear them. And sometimes that's such a gift to people, to really listen to the person. And sometimes we don't have to have a reply or a rebuttal for everything. Even in what I do as a hospice nurse and an end-of-life doula, sometimes they have what we call presence, in that you're not there to speak. Mm-hmm. You're there to be a presence, a reassuring presence to that person, to allow them to speak whatever they will in whatever way they want to, whether it's angry or whatever, but you're there as a reassuring presence to really hear what they have to say. And working that kind of work has kind of, it's still difficult for me, I'm going to be totally honest, but it really has helped me to learn how to listen to people because so many people have not been heard.
And even on this show, I've gone back and watched the two Facebook Lives, and I have interrupted Linda on our first show horrifically. You remember? And I thought, man, Dave, shut up and listen. So I've added a new little thing that I haven't even talked to Linda about. Yes, active listening, but I've got a new one. I'm calling it passionate listening. So it's not just hearing words. If you can, look at the person. Read their body language. Try to think what that must feel like, what they're saying. How did you know? And really, empathize is the key, really key word. And you will be, I have already, when you really actively listen to them, first of all, you grow. Second of all, you understand somebody a little better. And thirdly, man, they appreciate it.
Yeah.
The opportunity to just let it fly, you know, whatever that is, whether it's a problem or joy or triumph or a failure or whatever.
And then it's listening without judgment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes we are listening to people, but as we're listening, we're forming our own opinions and judgment and everything. And I'm saying this, we're all capable of it. I've done it myself. But can you learn to listen without judgment, which is really not to get your point across, not that she's this, he's that, or whatever. You're listening to a person so that you can really hear them. And I ask the question, what if God listened to us the way we listen to people? How would that be?
I never get a word in edgewise. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I just feel like that right there, that statement is a thumbnail. Is would you want God to listen to you the way you listen to people?
And I'm going to piggyback on that a little bit because I was thinking about something you were talking, but I was really listening. I really was.
Yeah.
But I was trying to think, what can I add or should I add? And the one thing I am going to add is, because you hear this often with us, we live by two rules, to love the Lord our God with all our heart. And the second is like the first, is to love our neighbor as ourselves. Stop and think, how do you want to be treated? Do you want people interrupting you and trying to tell you how you should or shouldn't feel, or you're right or you're wrong? No, you just really want them to hear you. And maybe one day I'll write this down in that, we'll do a little Facebook on the difference between judgment and discernment. And it took me years to really get that down. But that's another topic. I'll write that down in a minute while Linda's talking.
Hey, we got to have this show all the time, huh? So we can really hear each other. No, I think, though we have silence is golden. So when somebody is speaking, be silent. So silent to hear them, because respectfully you want to hear them. And another thing, to make sure that what the person has said is heard, is that you repeat what you heard, not repeat your judgment, not repeat what you thought they said, repeat what they said.
Yes, I am famous for it now at Vanderbilt and other places for always, you know, people may note of it that, we get finished with a meeting or even just a conversation. I am very often say, let me say that back to you, make sure I got it right. And it's a really good technique because it tests you, you're listening,
sure,
but it also makes sure that what was communicated was what was intended.
Right.
And it's a great little practice, and people do not mind. You might think they would, but they don't. And it's not like I'm asking them to do something hard. I'm the one repeating. They're
yes.
just saying yes or no.
And I think it's a good thing for married couples. It's a way to fight fair.
You
if
think?
You're in an argument, is to repeat back what you heard the person say, not your judgment about what they say, not you rephrasing what they're saying. Because when you rephrase what somebody says, you're kind of demeaning what they said. So it's rephrasing what you heard them say. That is exactly the words that they say, not without any other agenda. Really let the other person know that you heard what they said.
It could be as simple. Trust me, Linda and I need to do this because we use different words sometimes. And I came from a background with a lot of hidden meanings every time somebody said something, just being honest. And I have a tendency to go there when I shouldn't. So it's very important that I say, this is what I heard. And then she can come back, no, you didn't get that right. Or, yes, that's right.
Yeah. And I think for couples, especially when you're in a heated debate, maybe,
mm-hmm.
is a good time to really, because sometimes when we're angry or when we're in a heated debate, we say what we thought they said instead of what were the words that I spoke. What they,
did you hear the
words that I was speaking out of my mouth? And that's,
right out of Chris Tucker and whatever that movie was with the we won't go there, but it was fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, and I'm the guilty party. We get into a disagreement. And she says something, and I have a bad habit of coming back with, well, that sounded like this. And she said, no, you're trying to read my mind. You're reading stuff into it. And I have to have the character. Yep, you're right. And sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't. But I'm working on it.
Well, we both, I mean, and I think that's a people thing. It's not just, it's a people thing.
It's
that
humanity.
Sometimes when you are in maybe a disagreement or whatever, you hear what you want to hear, or you hear, maybe you're playing it before, so you don't really hear what the person is saying. You hear what you think they said to fit the argument, pretty much.
I was just going to own that, because that is me. It's like, I want it to fit my argument so that I win and I make my point wrong. Not if you're wanting really honest communication, especially with a couple. I've got to go, yep, you're right. And sometimes I just look at Linda and try to grin. I may be upset, but I try to grin. Yep, I did it. You're correct.
Well, and, you know, some of these I cheat a little bit in that I have studied counseling and all of that. So these things are things and techniques that I teach my clients. But also, if you're going to teach somebody, you got to live by it yourself. So I try very hard, not saying that I am perfectly have this, but I try very hard to really listen to people. And then I want to bring up that the whole thing about silence is golden, because a part of prayer, and we've talked about this before, is, to me, we give our petitions, but also a part of prayer for me is to just be silent so that I can hear the Lord. And you can't hear the Lord if you're talking. To me, I can't. Maybe there are people that can, but
well,
I need to be silent to hear the Lord.
I'm getting better at an active two-way conversation. I am getting better, but it's taking practice. You got to listen. You got to. I expect God to talk to me, and He does. Now, I'm not saying there's not periods of silence from God where He tests to see if I'm going to stick with Him even when I don't feel Him. Or the Holy Spirit, but silence is good. But now take that same thing to your human beings in your life, and the same is true. It really is, to really try to understand what they're saying instead of what we are, human, part of our human nature. Once again, I don't want to hear what you say. This is what I believe, or I'm going to twist it, and turn it against you. Now, and we all hate talking to that person.
Yeah.
None of us enjoy talking to that guy that just wants to twist every word we say and make it into something that was not intended. And we all know inflection and setting and context are all important. That's all what we're talking about. Take it all in and really try to understand it. It's helped me. I'm just going to say it. I'm married to a black lady, and I'm still learning, because I'm going, well, I don't understand. What? And T.S. explained it to me. And then I go,
well, and the same is true for you. Sometimes I look and I'm like, I don't get that.
I came up with one the other day. It was a Southern slang she'd never heard before, and I thought you'd heard them all.
No.
And I can't remember what it was now.
Me either, but yeah. Well, and then, listening without an agenda, even with the Lord.
Oh,
listen without an agenda. Listen to allow... The gift you give the other person is to listen so that they can be heard. And that's the whole thing about what we're saying here. Pretty much that's where we could almost leave it, is that give the gift to allow another person to be heard. And then to turn that spiritually, it's a gift to God of, I'm not coming with an agenda, God. I just want to hear you.
You know what we forgot to do? You got to help me. If you would like to join us by voice, the number to call in is 646-787-1589. Let me add that again, 646-787-1589. You can call in and ask any question you would like.
Yeah.
Basically any, preferably something about the show.
I just want to get back to what I had said about really give God the gift of really listening to Him. So silence is golden, because to me, the way I hear God, and everybody is different, so I'm just giving you my thoughts on it, is that I hear Him when I'm silent, because out of respect to Him, I want. And plus, I get so much. The gift, I'm not sure if it's to God or if it's to me. Actually, it is to me. When I am silent and I listen to me, God speaks in a still, small voice so that you can be quiet and hear him.
I agree.
And so when I take the time to be silent, is the best time for me to really hear what he is saying. And I'm going to go on one more time, then I'm turning it over today, is that another thing I do in my quiet time, in my silence with God, is that I journal what he has said to me as in a way that he's speaking to me. And a lot of times when I hear him speak, he is saying, beloved, this is what I want you to know. And I kind of looked up the word beloved, beloved, beloved. In the present and in the past tense, he is saying, you are my love. And I would have never gotten that sense of so much love from the Father had I not took the time to record what I was hearing him say to me.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I've had similar experiences. I may get back to it, where I was just practicing writing. And what I found myself doing, you know, was verbalizing my prayer and his response back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And man, it's more of a two-way conversation than it used to be. And then there are times when I don't even say anything back. I just go, I just want to be in your presence, Father.
Yeah.
And, you know, I will share this, and we've gotten off on something sort of, but it's related. And that is in the Book of Solomon, if you take that, you can take it quite literally, husband and wife, bride and groom, or you can also take it, Christ is the groom, we're the bride. And he says, now this is paraphrased, one look from you, Dave, makes my heart race so hard I almost faint.
Yeah.
Wow. That means that if I go back to anywhere, it can be anywhere, but if I go back to our room that we kind of set aside for this, and I sit down and just be quiet and say, Abba, I'm here. He gets so excited he almost faints.
Yeah.
God doesn't just love you. He's in love with you.
As beloved.
Amen.
Be loved. Be the love. You are my beloved and be loved. You know,
he was not kidding.
And then what do you do when you feel God is silent? Have you ever been in those moments when you are really going through and you kind of question God, like, where are you in the midst of this or whatever? But those are teaching moments for you. And if you're silent in those moments when you feel like he is not present, though he is allowing you to process some things.
Amen.
And if you don't take the time to be silent, you'll continue to ask the questions of, where are you? I mean, I've been there, and I'm speaking that from the heart.
Don't stop and listen?
No, you don't stop to listen, because if you stop to listen, he'll answer the question.
Amen.
You know, and sometimes it's, where are you? Where are you? Where are you in all of this? Where are you? I am here. Where are you?
Well, back to our previous, about how to survive hard times. This is part of it. Sometimes you need to stop and go, Lord, is there something here I'm missing?
Yeah.
And then wait. Wait. He'll come. There have been times when I've gone 2-3 a week without feeling his presence. And I can't explain that. It's just like they're sealing. But I know he hears me. That's a faith thing.
It is a faith.
It's not a feeling thing. Sometimes it is, but a lot of times it's just, I believe. And I wait, and eventually he comes back and usually pulls back the onion, and I go, I see.
Yeah.
That.
Well, and the silence, as silence is golden, when you feel God is being silent, I feel, and I've had those moments where I've questioned, I've gotten mad at God before, and then like, you have left me here. But in all honesty, it was usually in places that I was the guilty party, and he needed me to see where I fit in that situation, and he needed me to process and go through the situation, review it and look at it and find me in that situation. So silence is golden sometimes in that it allows you to really, I call it a panoramic, what is that when you have
panoramic.
A panoramic view of you.
And Linda actually has a picture of this in her head. We
yeah.
talked about one of that. I'm going to commission somebody who can really draw.
Yeah.
So she's got some good ones. We'll share that. And, you know, daggum, there's another topic. We ought to talk about visions and dreams.
Yeah.
Because, guys, it's not as crazy out there as you think it is.
It really isn't.
It really isn't.
But, yeah, sometimes God wants you to be quiet so you can get a panoramic view of you in a situation. When you're thinking he's silent,
mm-hmm.
what he's doing is allowing you to be quiet so that you can look at, like, looking at your situation on a video screen and seeing where you fit in that situation,
yeah.
how you fit in.
Yeah.
Were you a cause? Were you an effect? Were you a victim? Were you a survivor? He allows silence to be a teaching tool.
Can I share two anecdotes? One includes you and one doesn't. And without getting into the visions and dream thing, but I had one time this picture came to me. And this is sort of funny, and I do believe God has a sense of humor. In my mind, during my quiet time, I had a picture, and it was God in the middle, Jesus on one side, and the Holy Spirit on the other. And they were looking at this mural in heaven that was, you know, time began to time end, and in it were all these people, and I was one of them, and all the strings that were attached to me or me to them and how he was planning it all. He had it all under control, and I had to see that, and some you can't see that until you've really spent some time with the Lord. And it's one of those things that, you know, that's one. The other one is Linda has a picture in her mind of the cracked pot, but hers is different. You know, Colossians, I'm sorry, where we have this treasure within us in this clay pot. You know, she has the most beautiful picture. I hope you don't mind me showing. Another one I'd like to see drawn one time, but I guess I got off on visions. I'm sorry. But
if
you don't get those without spending some quality, because I'll be honest with you, God wants to share that his most intimate thoughts, but we're not ready a lot of times.
That is so true.
And getting part of the getting ready is being in his presence and learning to hear and finding working out your own salvation in prayer.
Yeah.
You know, how does it work for you? It may not work the same as it does for me, but learn it. See how God wants to talk to you, and you might find yourself seeing, I came to Linda the other day. There's another one, and this just comes from being with the Lord. Is that, Linda, I just keep seeing 333, the number 333. I've seen it all over the place. I mean, I see it on commercials. I wake up at 3:33 in the morning. I open the Bible to Chapter 3, verse 33, it's happening. And so finally I said, well, I'm going to go. I go and I did a quick look on the number 3. It was good. But then when you read the number 333, wow. And it just simply, I'm going to paraphrase, but it means the veil is thin. God is really involved in your personal life. And I go, wow, how cool is that?
And I think that is a message for a lot of people. The veil is thin now. It's so much stuff that we are seeing. So many things are being lifted and revealed about people, about situations and things. The veil is thin now. So as we as people, we have to recognize that. And also going back to silence is golden.
Yeah.
Pay attention to your dreams. Because when you're
Amen.
Sleeping, you're automatically silent.
Mm-hmm.
And your dream state, I feel like God will give you messages in your dreams. You receive spiritual things in your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to your dreams. And sometimes I record my dreams. I may not understand them at the time that
mm-hmm.
I dream them, but later if I record it when I get up, if it's something significant, I don't write every dream down, but if it's something significant, the meaning will either come to me or will be revealed at a later time.
We discovered something, and correct me if I don't say this quite right or you see it a little different, and that is normal dreams, they come and they go. You wake up, you forget them in no time.
Yeah.
These dreams stay.
Yeah.
don't they, Linda? You can remember 4 hours later to tell me about it.
Yes.
And same thing for me. I've had a couple. They've just stayed. I still see them, in, at least in some portion. Whereas typical dream, I can't remember it 10 minutes after I wake up, you know?
So that goes back to that silence is golden.
Yep.
Do you have some more things there, honey?
No, I just thank you for trying to keep us on topic. But, hey, we've said we're not going to draw these things out for no good reason. We've been here almost 30 minutes. Can you believe that?
Wow.
And so we've said what we want to say. We don't see anybody calling in. We don't hear anybody calling in. So we're going to wrap this up. And, Linda, why don't you pray us out? Or did you pray us out?
Why don't you pray us out?
Tonight.
Okay. Well, first we want to thank anybody who was on. I saw we had a couple of people get on and off. If you have any comments, you still can leave them. We'll respond to you even after this is up when we, you know, go back through the live. We do encourage you to like and share if you felt like the message was appropriate for you or anybody you know. But now we're just going to take the time to just go into a little prayer. Dear Father God, we thank you for just time to gather, time to voice our thoughts on this media system of Facebook and, you know, the post, the podcast. We thank you for allowing us to be able to speak. We thank you that hopefully, and with all honesty, I believe you spoke through us. And we thank you for those who listen. We thank you and we lift up anybody today that needs a prayer, whatever that be they lonely, sick, and shut in, be they heartbroken, or just going through, be they in a moment where they're acting where you are, God. We ask that you make your presence known in a powerful way. So when people are in that place where they can't feel, sense, or hear you, that you are there. And without a doubt, they feel that. Because you are the God that hears, and you are the God that is omnipresent because you're always there. So we thank you for that. We lift up all the people that interact with us. Peace and blessings to you all, and amen.
Amen. We'll see you next week. Same bat channel, same bat station.
That
same
is
bat time.
Definitely so.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.